We have two Taisvis and we have as yet not learned. Let us first start from the bottom Taisvis. We had a member of an Rave, ein Eines Le'erve She'ein Kishui Elo Ladas. Ein Leforish, one should not say Pshat and Rave, Ba'aim b'ma'aimim olav lohogoy im loyovoy b'atzmoy al ha'erve. He says that Rav is telling us, they're telling someone to be boil an erve, and he's not permitted to be boil there because the kishu is midata. That means if the kishu would be shaloi midat, he'd allow to be boil there. But since the kishi is midatoi, so memele, so there's no heter of oinitz, that's pshat and rove. So Taisa says that cannot be pshat and rove. Dimkein afilu yesh kishi shaloi ledas. Afilu the kishi will be shaloi ledas, teipik lei da'agili aroyis yehorig bal yave, kidoma bepeik ben seire. So why do you have to say that there's no heter oines? Because the kishi is midatay, there's no heter oines of the kishi is shalei midatay. This is a din of Yehorig v'yavel. Ella Ayri, now Rove is speaking about, not that what the ma'ayim all of lahogi im lo yove yala elbe. And that, you don't need Rav's member. In such a case, Poshet is mechuyev to let himself get killed. Now, the speaking about Shev de Kichov Madvikin Oisi ala Erve. The Goyim are Madvikim ala Erve, the Ev Shaloi Lehishamet, and he can't be Mishtamet after the Hadvoke im Loya Yedei Sheyehorek. That means if he be Mishamet himself, they'll kill him. The Koma Rove Diyeshloi Limser Atzmoi Lihorig is Mechuyev to be Mishamet himself. Im Yoideya, if he knows she Yev Shaloi im Loyis Kasha. If he knows that it is impossible for him to remain Mudvok Be'evimates, that he's going to be Niskasha, the Ein Kishui Elo Ladas, because if he will become Niskashe, this is done Miritzoinoi Mitshukose Mitaibosoi V'choshiv Ka'ise Maise. So it's considered like he's making a Maise beer by bringing about the Kishui. Avo Im Yesh Kishui Shaloi Ladas. But if it would have been that kishi could come about shaloi ladas, oi shahoyo kvar mekushet, he was mekushet already, so memele, when he was mudbik al yedei ha'akum, he's not being moisif in the bia kishui, he was already mudvik shahoyo mekushet, oi shahoyo yedeya shaloi yiskashe, or he knows that he won't be miskashe, Ein chayiv limser atzmai, then is not mechuyiv to be meiser nefesh, if they were madvikin. Kivin shehu einai oise shumayse, since he's not doing anything in this beer. It is being done with him. Vahavi ke karka oilom. So he is like a karka oilom. A karka oilom means that a pula is done with him, but not through him. So Memele, and by Karka Olam, if he's not doing anything in the Maise, so then there's no Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh, Kidi Omar Beben Seire Gabi Esther de Karka Olam Hoysa. The Gemara explains why Esther was not Mechuyiv to be Maise Nefesh when she came to Achashverosh, because she was a Karka Olam. She did not do any Pu'ul in the Bia. The Bia was done with her. Now before we go further, I'd just like to mention a beautiful ha'ore from the Rishash. The Rishash is ma'ore that l'chore is a stire in Taisvis. Taisvis starts off by saying, im yoideya shei efshaloi im lo yiskashe, if he knows 100% that he will be miskashe, is mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. Then Tosfos answers, then Tosfos is mesayim, Oisha yoideya shaloi yiskashe. He knows he won't be niskashe, then he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. What is the din if he's mesupik? He doesn't know what's going to happen. So from the beginning of Tosfos, it would seem that he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. He doesn't know, akponim, now he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, because maybe he won't be niskashe. From the end of Tosfos, it seems he is mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. He's only not mechuyev if he knows klar he won't be niskashe. So the Rishash says the first loshen is the ika loshen, sofik nefoshes lahokul. So if he doesn't know bevada it'll be miskashe, he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. Now, Tosfos said a yesod, that in the chiyuv mesiras nefesh, does not apply if he's a karka ilum. Now, where do we get such guidelines? V'taima mishum, dinara morosa yalfinen hosom meretzeyach. Because the chiyuv mesiras nefesh by gili aroyis, we learn out from retzeyach. So Ritziche is melamed angili arois. Bereitzeach gufe koma hosom. And by Ritziche, how do we know the zachiyum mesiris nefesh? The svorahu. The maichosis, the doma didoch sum ketvei. The Gemara relates a maise that someone came over to a yid, and he told him that you should go and kill another yid, and if not, we'll kill you. So he asked the shayla, I think, to Rava. So Rava told him, what is the suffix? Why are you asking a shayla? Because there's a het of pikuach nefesh, your nefesh. My choses di doma di doch sum ketvei. Who says your blood is redder than his blood? That means there are two nefashis involved. Your nefesh and his nefesh. Now, you do not have a right to be matzel your nefesh through his nefesh. Your nefesh isn't any better than his nefesh, so you don't have a right to kill him in order to save your nefesh. The two nefoshes are shkulois. And which nefesh should eventually get killed? So you can't do a pula bekum vaaseh. So you have to be shei va'al taaseh. V'zeloi shayech el ba ma'antzin oisoi larig biyodayim. That means if they forcing him to kill biyodayim, so then we tell him, Bekum va'asei, you're not permitted to be ma'abed his nefesh in order to save your nefesh, because my chos is the doma didoch somek tve. Avol emreitzim lezerkoi alatini. But what if a guy comes over and tells him, I don't want you to do anything. I want to throw you on a tinik, v'yismayich. And the tinik will get squished, will die. V'yismayich bazeh. And if you won't cooperate, we'll kill you. Is baza adarab ikalameima ipche, then we'll say, fakel, my chos is the dome de chavre sum ketvei. Why am I mechuyev to be meisel nefesh in order to save him? Even shein heurig bi yedayim, lehave lekarka oilam baalme. Bein mitzuve lahatzel chavere beguf. He's not mechuyev to be meisel nefesh himself. In order to save his chava, the adarab chayav koidmim. His life is koidim. So that means, if he has a suffix, should he let himself get pushed or not? So there's a suffix, which nefesh is he mitzuvah not to be miabed. So since both nefoshes are shkulois, so fakelzo, shei valtase. By not cooperating, he's being ma'abed his nefesh. But why does he have to be ma'abed his nefesh? So the halacha paskin sechois, since the two nefoshes are shkulois, so the halacha is shei valtase. So for him to do a ma'aser etziche biyodayim, he's not permitted, le'idach gise. If he won't do anything, they'll be done through him, so then the halach is that he's not mechuyev to do a ma'aser biyodayim to be ma'abed his nefesh. So the halach is shei valtase. Now, Tosfos is marich to explain why the halacha is that if a goy wants to push him on a tinik, why he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh himself. So Tosfos says this, if a kerta meichos is that Rabbi Chaif Koidman, Rab Chaim Nuchas Yisaydi HaTayre asks Akashe, with Negei Taisis later also, he says, L'chayre, the case when the goy is Zayrik, him alatinik, he's not doing b'chlala ma'isa retziche, he's kigarzen b'yad ha'choytze, the retzeich is the goy, not him. So it's poshet, he's not mechuyev to be ma'isa nefesh himself, because there's no ma'isa retziche, he's not doing a ma'isa retziche. And we'll see Taisvus pretty soon. Taisvus says we learn Agile Arayas from Retzicha. Just like Retzicha, the halacha is Retzicha b'shei v'altasa, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. So Agile Arayas b'shei v'altasa, there's also no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh. Over here it's not a Retzicha b'shei v'altasa, it's not a Retzicha period. It's Kasher Rab Chaim asks. There's a teretz in the Siva Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Kushelevitz, Zechayna Levroche, he wants to say, Emerson, the Lashon of Tosfos would very much be mashma, like that what he says. Tosfos says, Im reitzin lezirkei ala tinik v'yismayich bozeh. Now what will kill the tinik? Will the impact of the zriki kill the tinik? Or that what he'll remain sitting or lying on the tinnik, that will squish the tinnik and that'll kill him. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that if there's a sugya servant, a person was a very stout person, Papa Barabe, so it's the whole sugya if he sat on a bench and the bench broke because of his kovid, so it's called that he's a mazik. So that's called, even though he's not doing any maise whatsoever, he's not doing a maise, but that what his kovid is mazik, that what his weight is mazik, he's achroi for what his goof is doing. So be'emesin, by remaining on the tinnik, till the tinnik becomes nesmayach, in hilchas retziche, he'd be called a retzeach, because his kovid is mesmayach, but since by him now there's an hoge, of other rabbi, my chos is the dom of the tinnik sumik tvei. So by me there's a din shei v'al tasis, he's permitted to remain on the tinnik and be mismayed on the tinnik and be mamayed the tinnik. So al koponim, we see from here that by a retziche, b'shei v'al tasis, there's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh. The hekish tikra b'hirik b'yadayim, and the hekish that we learn out, that b'gilei arayis is also a chiyuv of mesiras nefesh, that's similar to a hirik b'yadayim, because after hirik b'yadayim there's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh. The hekish tikra b'hirik b'yadayim siv ki kasha yokum ish al re'eyo retzochei nefesh. The posik is speaking about yokum ish al re'eyo retzochei nefesh. So Memele, so therefore, we see from that the whole chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh by Gilei Arayis is dumye to retziche, which is become basay. But a gilui aroyis, which is b'sheiva al tase, is nochi mesiris nefesh, dumye de retziche. Hashte gersine b'chol duchtem, ma'aroy tzeyach yehoreg va'al yave, Afnara Muroso Yei Horeg Va'al Yaver Perish Yei Horeg Aboyo V'loi Garsinen Tei Horeg, that she's Mechuyev to let herself get killed. The Karka Oilomi Inami Oimari Dafilu Garsinen Tei Horeg Yesh Leforish Tohochi Koma Tei Horeg Koidem Shetase Maise Betovi Oleho Eso Elve. That means if they want to force her that she should be maybe as a elva or al atzma, so they want to force her to make a maisa of gilu yaroyis, then there's a din of tehori val tave. So bekitza, so this is how Taisvis loim shat in Rove, that Rove said, ein oynis be'ervish en kishi elaladas. That means that the kishui that the boyol will make is considered, this is his maise. That means the kishui and the bia, this is his maise that he's doing midatoi. So memele, so on his maise, there's a din of yehorig val yaver. That is why he's mechuyev to be maise nefesh, because he's making bekumba say a maise bia. Vimtoima, במסכת עבודה זרה בפרק רבי ישמעאל, דנבד באונס עושה. The Gemara says over there that if a Yid was forced to be mishtachve lebehemtoi, so the behemah is also nevad באונס עושה. ומפורש, what is the case? כגוין דאונסוהו עובדי כחובן, that Goyim forced him to bow down to his behemah, b'ishtachve lebehemah didei. If you wouldn't be mishtachve lebehemah didei, so they know the moisad of Hashem is shaloi. So Tamzei no shayla. Now speaking about that he was mishtachve lebehemah didei, and he was forced to do it, so the Gemara says that the behemah is osa al tzneva. Uporich alor Rabzeire, so Rabzeire asked on this aloche oines rachmone patre. Why is the behema also oines rachmone patre, dursiv vulunare loisase dovo? Rabzeire held, from that we see that there's no oinish on the maisa oines, so that should be a sibbe that the behemah should not become nevad also to an avodah zarah that was done ba'onis. That was Rab Zeira's kasha. Chidushi Rab Reuven brings down a ritva in avodah zarah that the ritva wants to say that Rab Zeira held that the tam of lenare loisase dovo, why aren't you manish and onus? Because a maisa that is done ba'oinis is not considered a maisa aveira. Napshat is that they did an aveira, but since he was ba'oinis, we can't punish him. No. Rab Zeira understood lenara leisase dova, because since she was forced to do this aveira, so memele, so it's not considered a maisa aveira. It's not considered a maisa aveira. So therefore, the Rabbi Zeira said, "I'm already kikasha," so that's not considered oived avodah zarah. That doesn't fall into the category of oived avodah zarah, because it's not called the avera of avodah zarah, since it was done by us. That was Rabbi Zeira's kasha. So why is the behema also altneva? It shouldn't be also. Umay kushe. So Tosfos asks, what's pshat Rabbi Zeira's kasha? The posik of lenare leisase dovo, davke bekarka oilomai. So Taisus learned that the posik is speaking about when she's a karka oilom. there was no chiyuv at all on her to be maisa nefesh. Well, nagel leisasa dov. I will also maisa chayiv limser atzmai kedefrishes. But a person who is oisa maisa, then there's a din of mesiras nefesh. Or taisus on the tzutov, there's a din of mesiras nefesh. So, well, then there's no din of nagel leisasa dov. You should have been maisa nefesh. You had no right to do this aveira. So memeile. So then there's no din of l'nagel esasadov. So the whole l'nagel esasadov was only said when she didn't do a maisa, and the halacha was that she wasn't mechuyev to be maisa nefesh. That's shot in the pasuk. Mishtach v'lavedus kechovim oisa maisahu. Ishtachel avoidus kechovim is doing a maise. Teleke lo ukme kshefuhu oivdei kechovim avoidus kechovim. The einzem ishtachever. If they made him bow down, they forced him, they bowed down his goofs. That's not called bechlal, that's not called a maise ishtachel voyev. He's not doing anything. They're making the whole thing. And Taisa says, and you may not the maise dovishen ishaloi. So thinking about he's doing a maisa. So Poshet Taisvus is asking Akasha. If the whole posik Balanaga Leisasa Dova, Taisvus understood in the Kasha, was only said when she did not do a maisa, and the aloha was then that she wasn't mechuyev to be maisa nefesh. So how do you know by Avodah Zarah when he is doing a maisa? That the same halacha l'nagel leisasa dover applies. That is Taisvus kasha. Okay, we have to understand. Taisvus explained this chilek between oisa maise and einay oisa maise is the makar of this chilek. We derive from Matzicha. There is a cheshbon, there is a fakelta maichozes, and now there is a hekish, that by gilui aroyis, there is also the same aloche. That the chiev mesiris nefesh by gilui aroyis is nilmad meretziche, so whatever, wherever there is a chiev mesiris nefesh by retziche, there is a chiev mesiris nefesh by gilui aroyis. Wherever there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh by retzicha, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh by gilui aroyis. Now, avodah zarah, there's another makor of mesiras nefesh, b'chol nafshecha. Now, where did Tosfos see that by avodah zarah, there's also a chilek between not doing a mais and doing a maiser? That means Taisus had approved it, speaking about it. He didn't do a mice. But that means Taisus had wanted to say, maybe we'll say that Gemara speaking about it. He didn't do a mice. Taisus can't be speaking about that. But if it would be speaking about that, so then Taisus understood it. So then they understand that it's, that so then it's applicable on Narali Sasadovo. In Lechoyre, Bagile Erois and Shviches Domim, there's Limudim. That b'lim ma'ise, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. By avodah zarah, there's no limud whatsoever. So ma'hechi teisi b'lim ma'ise, there shouldn't be a chiyuv of mesiras nefesh. Maybe learn a mamatzino, you learn out from gilei arois. Vaymeri, al kaponim, that is teis v'skash. He says, Taisus understood that the Pasuk is speaking about that she didn't do a maise, and there was no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. And there it says, Alanaga leisasa dover. The Ritva says, I think the Ritva Avodah Zarah says, you can't say the Pasuk is speaking about that she's not doing a maise, because if she's not doing a maise, and the halacha is that she should not be Maisa Nefesh, so why do you need a posik to tell me on Nagale Sasa Dovo? You come and ask a Shaila, what should I do? So he said, you're not doing a Maisa. Let yourself be nibble. So the law is, that's the anhoge. You should let yourself be nibble. So why do you need a posik to tell me you shouldn't punish her? Why would I think she's deserving of an oinish if she didn't do anything wrong? That's a ha'oran Taisvis. Why Taisvis wasn't noches to this. Ba'imari. Okay, so now Taisvis has to prove that the posik is speaking about a filu when she did do a maisa. Dochi poch. Oinish rachmona patrein mimisa a filu ba'oise maisa. A filu she did do a maisa. The nehei dechayev limser atzmai. Even though when she did do a maisa, this is a chiyev mesiris nefesh, mikol mokim im loy moser atzmai, if she wasn't maisa nefesh, loy mechayev misa. De lenare loy sase dover afele baosis o maisa kom akro de pture mi misa. The Pasuk is speaking about Afilu when she did a Maisa, she's part of a Misa. The Basiyah is Maisa Ayri Akesha Dekro. So Taisu says, alright, because the Pasuk is speaking Kakashe Yokum Ish Ariyehu Ritzochei Nefesh, which is speaking about a Ritzicha Yedei Maisa, Kein Adover Azeh. And on this case of Asiyah Samaisa, the Pasuk says, Olenar Aleisase Dover. So we see that there is no, there isn't a chiyuv, there's no oinish on a maise, even though the halacha was that there should be yoreg val yaveh. But if it was done, there's no oinish on this maise. So Meir Rav Zeir understood if there's no oinish, so that means sefelt maise aveir. Bekan Shoyel Aben, according to Rav Zeira, so why is there a chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh? Maman of Shech, if Rav Zeira understood, as we mentioned before the Ritva, Rav Zeira understood that a maisa that is done bo'inis, so felt in maisa aveire, it's not called a maisa aveire, and therefore it's not called a maisa voivod avodah zarah, therefore the bema should not become a nevad. That's why there's no chiyuv misa, because it's not considered a maisa voivod avodah zarah. So why is there then mesiras nefesh? Why mechut to be mesir nefesh? So that's what the Ritvan avodah zarah says in the Tzalosh Naramba Mos, for nuches yisoy de etoire, the chiyuv mesiras nefesh is al kiddush Hashem, not al tzchoymer avodah. Als Tachimar Aveire, there's no Aveire, it's Ba'onus. Als Kiddush Hashem, one is Mechuyiv to be Moise Nefesh by the Sholish Aveiris. Als Kiddush Hashem, but not als the Etzem Aveire. Ba'oi, now Taisha says a second teretz. The Kivin, the Afilu Berotzain Mechayiv Mise. Now Taisva says, let's forget about the proof. Taisva brought about proof that the pasuk is speaking about, that she was a sheva, that she was become basay. On these chesbonos, that even that filu berotzin mechayev misa, afal gavad loy oved maisa. Samozay an isha is a nivela, she's a karka ilam, but she does it berotzin. Benichesu an nefoshes ha'oisays, the Gemara says that atera achshevei lemaisa. We consider the maise of the nivellas, it's like she's also doing something. She's chayv koras. V'nichesu anefoshe yisoises. Is the kivin da filu berotzein mechayev mise, afal gav deloy ovid maise, even though she's not doing a maise, the isha chayev is berotzein, afal gav de havye karko ilam, ochenami kshepotar akosuv oines b'mises bezn, so Tyson the second Targit says as follows, that afilu we will assume that the Pasuk is speaking about, the Loi Ovda Maisa. The Pasuk is speaking about that she did not do a Maisa. Hafal Pikein. But the Emerson Abiyah on a Maisa is considered Abiyah of Gilei Aroyis. So what is the Poiter of the Oynish? She's doing a Maisa of Gilei Aroyis. So what is the Poiter of the Oynish? The point of the Einish is because she's an Einish. So we see that an Einish takes away the Aveira of Gilei Aroyis. So if an Einish takes away the Einish of Gilei Aroyis, so Mamela, what's the chilik if it's with a Maisa, without a Maisa? Without a Maisa, it's also an Aveira of Gilei Aroyis, and the Oynis takes away, creates a Ptur Oynish. The Oynis takes away, creates a Ptur Oynish. So Lechere, so it's no difference with a Maisa, without a Maisa. Rabbi Kiveger, in Masechtes Yumadav Pei Beis Amid Beis, says he doesn't understand Taisvis. He says, how could you learn out when she didn't do a Maisa? Taisus makes a whole cheshbon over here. She didn't do a Maisa. Well, what if it didn't do a Maisa? Well, bin berotzen, she'd be chayiv misa. She's chayiv koris. It would have been berotzen. So, what's the poiter? The poiter is oynis. So we see that oynis patas. So Rabbi Kiveger says, if the halacha is that she's permitted to do it, there's another, that's the poiter. How can you jump to conclusions to say the pointer is oynis? If the halacha is she's permitted to do it, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh, so the pointer is because she's permitted to do it. How can you learn in a case when she's not permitted to do it that there's also a ptur oynis? That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha in Yume. L'chayr, I don't understand too well the kasha, because L'chayr, the Pasuk doesn't say that. In Naniach, we'll say that the Pasuk is speaking about that she didn't do a Maisa. But the Pasuk says, why is she poter l'nare l'isasa dobo ki kasha yokum isha reyeh l'tzochi nefesh ken adobar hazeh. Tzoko anare. The Pasuk says, why shouldn't you punish her? The Pasuk did not say you shouldn't punish her because the Pasuk seems to be saying because she's an onus. The Pasuk is giving a different reason. Could be there's another reason why you shouldn't punish her. That could be. She was allowed to do it. But the Pashti Dikra says you shouldn't punish her because she's an onus. So it means the Pashti Dikra is telling us that a Maisa of Gilei Aroyis cannot be punished because of oynis. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, so this applies with a Maisa also. Umahadalei hosom. Rove answers Abaye, Rav Zeire, the choshiv shapir nevad boynis. It's called nevad boynis. Af al gav de potter mi mise b'dievet, even though there's a ptur mise, even the chayev limser atzmai, since he's mechayev limser atzmai. So that's the mer, Chedusha Rebbe Reuben, he wants to explain pshat and rove. As we've mentioned before, we really have to understand Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire said that there should not be a din nevad because l'nare l'isase dovo. So what connection is there between the l'nare l'isase dovo and nevad? L'nare l'isase dovo is that then you don't give an oynish, but why shouldn't the behemoth be considered nevad? So we mentioned the Ritva said that Rabbi Zeira understood that the reason the l'nare l'isase dovo, why don't we punish her? Because it's not considered a maisa avere. A maisa avere boynish is not considered a maisa avere, it's not considered an oivet avede zore. So if he's not an oivet avede zore, so therefore pasnish never. That was Rabbi Zeira's kasha. So Rabbi said, L'chayre, this is would be poshib shat, and Rabbi, so Rabbi said, I wish to disagree with you. And Zichir is called a Maisa Veira. He wasn't permitted to do it. It's called a Maisa Veira. But there's the din. Since he was forced into it, since he's an onus on the Etzim Zach, so we don't punish him. So that's a din meyuchid and onshim. But could be it becomes never. Have a gab the potter me misa b'dievet, kivin the chayiv limser atzmai. Now let us see the previous Taisvis. Sha'ansu oivet kechavim ubo aleho. The Gemara wanted to try to figure out what is the case of Oynis in our Mishneh, that Goyim forced him to be boiled the Yevamim. So Taisu says, Ein leforish she'onsu hainu she'aymu olav lahogoy im leyove yaleh. Not a case of hidviku. Well, they told him, if you won't be boiled her, so we'll kill you. Im kei my porich mi rove da omer ein kishu yele le daaz. So what is the kashe from rove? Perish. The ein ze oine. So if we say that this is pshat, that they were forced, they forced him to make a maisa bia. And rove said he's not called, even though he was forced, he's not called an oines because on the kishu he wasn't forced. The ein ze oine she kishu yoise mi das vein doichken oise livel be kishu. That is pshat in Rove. So Rove is telling us, if Goyim forced a person to be boil al on erve, and if he was niskashe mi daitoi, so me meilem, so it doesn't have a ptura ines. So we'll look me, so fine, that's the case of Rove. Rav is talking about a case that they forced a person to be boiled an elva by Eva Meis. And so Rav says, if he's niskashe, so he's not an onus on that. So he says, so what is pshat and what's the problem by us? Look me, so let's say our Mishnah is speaking about going Shemaim and Olav Livo Bekishui. That they forced him, they said, if he won't be boil Bekishi, the Yavama, they'll kill him. So Memela said, and he is a Nainus on the Kishi. V'oi de Milsa de Rove Yevshe Leforish Baimim Olav Lahogoy, Imloisha Yilvoy Ha'erva Me'atzmoy. Gemoisha Meforish, that's Tamazi Nam Shatan Rove, because I feel without it enough, and Kishi Eloladas. He's mechiv to beis nefesh because gilei reis is no heter of pikuach nefoshes. Ela kol dova she'oisa miyatz mefil yideinis pachad misay ledaschosh. It's called he's doing it. Zachiv mesiris nefesh. Vay shansu evde kechov no bo aler de komam. Hayne shiviyu aleho vidviku biyevemtoy. Veloy she bo aler miyatzmoy. Tamay takvasa yevimtoy bo aler de besamoch. So the Gemara says, if he was a miskashe, so memele, so in the bia, it's called that the bia is midas, so he's not called, he's bo yevimtoi bo ines. Let us learn the Gemara further. Meno hani mili. We learned that b'shaygig b'meizid b'ainis b'rotzen is koinem. How do we know this? The Tanna Rabbanan, Yevame Yovi Yaleho Mitzvah. Coming to tell us it's a mitzvah that one should make yibum before one makes chalitza. Dovarach Yevame Yovi Yaleho b'ain b'shaygig b'meizid b'ain b'ainis b'ain b'rotzen. So the Gemara is for a fiktel mitzvah. We use this pasuk to tell me that it's a mitzvah of Yibum lifnei chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Mi v'leyach v'tzish nafke." From that, we learn out that mitzvah liyabim kaidim chalitza. So Yibum yavi leos mil to come to tell us ben b'shoigig ben b'meizim ben b'meizim ben b'rotz. Ochav it's yabim b'chios. So kol ben b'shoigig ben b'meizim ben b'meizim ben b'rotz. So tan yidach Yibum yavi leos kedalka lekocha shloi kedalka v'yibim bia gemeres bo ben kesef v'shtagayim rimbo v'yibim bal koch. So the Rache Yevom Yovela Ben Meshagif Afikdele Kedalke. The Gemara says, O Hu Melokim Lochiv Shem Nafke, Bobokim Shemekim Shem. Chiyosa Kro Ben Meshagif Ben Bemezid, Ben Boines, Ben Berotz. Gufe, this we all learned already. Gufe Amar Rav Yudhe Yoshan Leikona Biyevimtei Vamakro Yevom Yovei Oleho Adem Achavin Lo Leshem Biyev.
Basani ben Er ben Yoshen, Aime ben Eiro ben Yishena. Basani ben Eru ben Yoshen, Hu ben Eri ben Yisheni. Achmaiskine ben Misnamnim, that Yoshen is Koine. Wie ze Misnamnim? Echidomni Misnamnim, Oma Ravashinim, Veleinim, Tir, Veleitir. It means he's a little sleeping, he's a little awake, and the korile v'oni v'loyoda l'aduri svor. V'chi mitke lei mitke, but if we mind them, we'll remember. Gufet. Omar Rabbe, nofal min hagag v'niska. If a person fell from a gag when he was niska, b'yevimtoi chayv ba'abu advorim, b'yevimtoi loikonim. He's not koinim. Nezik, Bitzar, Bishavis, Beripri, Aloboishis, Lemachayev, Tomamar, and Chayev, Alhaboishis, Ache, Yiskav. By Boishis, the Loch is here to be Machavin, Lavayish. Omarov, Niskavin, Latiach, Bekoisel, if you wanted to be Boyo, a Koisel, Bitiach, Bivimtoi, Leikone. There was no Kabonis beer. Latiach, Bivheime, Bitiach, Bivome, Kone. Kamachavin l'shem bia ba'olam. Natich b'koy. Rashi said, "Adam machavin l'shem bia ba'olam." Nezek shemanoise kili yishivcha nimkeres kam ha'isyof kam hiyov. Natich b'koysel lav l'shem bia machavin. The mechaven lo lav davke noket a mechaven lo, but besomach omar the niskavel atich bevheime v'itich biyevimtoi kone. You don't need mechaven lo. Not the mechaven lo. The Gemara said. The Tosfos says yivom yovileh ad the mechaven lo l'shem biyeh. So Taisa says it's lav davke mechaven lo, because we have later mechaven lebehema kam letiach bebehema vitiach beishtoi. So lemaisa the din is that what is kain. It wasn't mechaven lo, it was mechaven lebehemtoi. So kocher means the lav davke mechaven lo, mechaven leshem mechaven lebiya. The Gemara means the Rishash wants to say. Could be mechaven lo, in that what it says, niskaven latiach bebehima vitiach biyavom. Speaking about that, he wanted to be matiach in this goof, and he thought this goof was a behema, and it ended up this goof was a yevimtoi. So it's not muchach from niskaven latiach bebehimtoi vitiach biyavim niskaven latiach bebehemtoi vitiach biyavimtoi. That you don't need kavona lo, could be you do need kavona lo. Kavona for this goof. Now what's kavona for this goof? Now he thought this goof was a goof abeim and really was a yevomer. Echad amare. Omar Ule Minayin Leharo Min HaTorah. How do we know that there's a chiyuv of Haro Min HaTorah? A person was in Goyme B'yosoy, Shenema V'isha Sheyishkav Es Isha Dovo, V'gilo Es Erboso, Es Mekoiro Hero. Mikan Leharo Min HaTorah. So from here we see that there's a chiyuv on Haro. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon Nide, Shararai is minai. That's by a nida. Bechitayma nail of minida. So let's make a mamatzino. Just like a nida is an erve in a teira also a rock igmarbi. It's all a rais. It's mala nida shekain metamo es boyalo. So lechayr the Gemara means to say as follows. That we find another chomer in bias nida. A very interesting chayma, that if a person is boyol anide, so the boyol anide gets a tumazayim. It's not a tumazmage, this is a tumazayim. he gets a tini dosa olof, so we find chumris bebiyas nida. So it could be, this is another chumrim bebiyas nida, that even though there wasn't a gmar biya, there's also a chiyub. But he can't be medama other rayas. Ela osye me eishes och, we learn that from eishes och, duch si beisha sheikach as eishes ochiv, nida hi. So it's a very modern pasuk. Re'eshes ochiv la'olam nidehi is eshes ochiv anide. Ela kinide. Now eshes ochiv is a din similar to nide. Ma nide behara, just like a nide is chaye behara, af eshes och behara. So we see that Eshesoch also, there's a din of a roki gmar biya. So the Gemara asks, Mala Eshesoch shekein biyode le rabbis. We find a unique choymer by Eshesoch, that the Torah gave bekoyach to the och, that he could make a lot of Eshesoch, so he can marry a lot of noshim. The boy mekadish v'ozul ki alfi can marry off 1,000 women, and that means, and by marrying them off, so he'll offer them 1,000 women on his brothers. So we see the Torah in the erve of Eishes Och, the Torah gave a choymer, that one kid is bekoyach to create a lot of Yisra Eishes Och. So it could be in this erve that they gave another choymer. The first pircha was there's a choymer in Bias Nide. The second pircha is there's a choymer in the Erv of Eishes Och. Ela os yem ya'achis o v'achisayim. Tachsi ve'ervef achis imcha v'achis avicha lo yisegala. Kesheiroi hero. So there it says, klor, by ervef achis avicha v'achis imcha, there it says, Hara. The Gemara says, Ikala Mifrach, Malach Iso Vach Isayim, Shekein Isar Habo Mei Eilos. But this is a Teira Diki Isar. He said, the Teira Asar, the Ochais, Iso Vach Isayim, but this is a Teira Diki Isar. So it could be, there's a Chaymer in the Erve. So that's why Hara is Asar. But let's say Eishesish, we'll see later, Eishesish is a man-made Yisrael. So it could be, Yisrael bo al yidei Odom, so it could be such an erve, is a kolishtik erve, and there's no chaymer, and there is no chaymer of haro kigmar bi. So the Gemara says, Machod ala Yossi, teisi mitarti. So, from which one should you learn now? Which tarti should you learn now? I have Emerson Fee Makaris. Taisei me'eishes och, va'achis of, va'achisayim. So here, you have already, you can say the sibe is biodil rabbis, because you can't say the Sibbe is Memele because Eishesoch Yechiyach. So the Gemara says, Mal Hanashken Asurim Mishum Sheir. But these two Arayis are unique, that the Isser, be by both of them, is because of a Kulve. They're related. Achisoviv. Eishes Ochiv. Lafuki what? Lafuki will see Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is not a erva of Kulve. So it could be there's no Isser Haro. Elo teisi minide vachiso vachisein. Malahano, shkenisabo meelo. Elo teisi minide veishes Och. The my pilche. So now I have two beautiful malamdim. Nida is not a erva of she'er, and Eishes Och is not a shisar abo me'elov. And he does not be yodil a rabbis. And Eish Yisach is not metames boyolo. To my pilchus. Maskev lo ravache bereid ravike, I have a pilchus. Mal in nida veish Yisach shkein einlam heter b'chaye oischon. These two, b'chaye oischon, kozman the oisar is in existence, they can't have a heter. Toime beishesi sheken yesh la heter b'chayei oischa. Eishesi shes a heter b'chayei oischa. The husband can still be alive and she's mutter. So this is a klishus in the erva beishesi. Let us see Rashi. Shkeim etames boyelo li yiskemoisa tome zayn duch sivisi nidosa olof v'tome shivashyami. Chieshes ochiv lo'ilam nidehi ve'eina paisekes shekein biyodish lonu l'rabis noshem harbei al ochiv b'yisereshes och diboy mekadish vozol ki alf v'tivshet minos. Rashi says you can learn out from eishes och kol arayis and esoris olov machmes ishes kegain eishes och which is biyodish l'rabis v'kalose v'chamaisoi. So the Gemara says, we learn out from Achoisovit. Shkeni sabo meila. Poshet me imoi, Achoisoi, bitach yoitzibem. Leitiv shibnei arayis, and nesoris loim achmes kedushin. So Gemara says, Latona meishis och, vachois ov ve'em. Chipirches malachis oveim shken yisar habo me'eilov. Shken yisar habo me'eilov eishes och techiach. So eishes och techiach. Mal eishes och shken biyodu l'rabis achis oveim techiach. Chosla din, atzad ashov shem shen yisur sov v'shemeru v'vose b'emaro kigmar biyav an yovi kol arayis b'din azeh. Srigmar says, no, I have a pirches shken yisurim v'shem sher. The tiv should call a suiz mishum sher, those arise which also are skuve, abalei sheshish to love mishum sher, menoteisi. So the Gemara says, bechaye yoishon, kol zman, the Rashash makes a beautiful grace here, shahadam chai, kol zman that the dam is fresh, vihi sheifas, V'chein eishes och ein heter b'chaye yovid. So that means by needin eishes och, who is the oiser? By needin the dam is the oiser. By eishes och, the och is the oiser. It's called man that the oiser is in existence. Shafilu hu megar shasura loze. Eishes ishesh laheter b'chaye val yedeget. So we find a kula in the erva of eishes ish, which is non-existent by Nide and Eishesach. Oma le'ravachim midifte le'ravine oten Nide ve'Eishesach b'chaye yoisnu dey lahem heter. Ava le'achim mikan yesh lahem heter. That means, Bemison, the Mephoshim explain that this is a beautiful pircha. I don't wish to disagree with you. But the way the pircha was phrased, it's very misleading, the pircha. That means you're just telling me that b'chaye yoisron, there's no heter. But it would seem, Tolzman, it's not b'chaye yoisron, then there also mutter. That means as soon as the dam stops by nida, as soon as the husband dies, so it's not b'chaye yoisron, so then there's no iser eishesach, there's no iser nida, which is not true. Let's say the dam stopped, so she's not toil. You have to wait 7 days. If there's children, so she's also awesome. So the Gemara is only asking the way you phrased the Shaila. It's not true. That is not the chaimer of nida. That's not the only chaimer of nida neishesach or veishesish. Ela parichoch. That means the oyser cannot be a matter. You need other matirim. You need yoimim, you need tvile. You need, there should be a giri, you should never need children. The oyser is the matter. So memele, we cannot learn out Eishes Ish from these three arayas. El Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Taimer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Omar Kro Kola Sheyase Mikol HaTa'iv V'Yisa'ela V'Nichesu Anafoshes HaOisris. In Parshas Achrei Mois, after the Torah mentions all the arayas, and then the Torah is makish all arayas together. Kola Te'iv V'Yisa'ela V'Nichesu Anafoshes HaOisris. Hukshul kol arayis kulon lanida. So the hukish ladodi, manida baro, afkol baro. Let us see Rashi. V'yoyim ital yemils, afilu im meisa oisro, she poskodam bariye rishayne, asure kol shive, bebonim tal yem, yesh lo bonim, afilu meis ochiv, she's also us. In Oyscha Matir, in Kech Boyser Lata, Dobrache Matira, Yomi Matirim, Asanide, Peshes Achshu Ariri, the Ibonim is Matir. So the Gemara is Messiahim, Ukshu Kolarais Lanide, Shrei Khan, Ukshu Kulon Zula, Zuba Nidik Suba, Beparshes Arayis, Hilkech Boroyofin, and Kulominides. Now we have a Mekoyer that all Arayis Achayev Behara. Let us see Taisvus. Shekain biyode l'rabbis. Bim taima de begedushin peire ka'ima boile meilef. Kol arayis leitovse begedushin mechais ishtoi. But just like achais isha is not Taisvus kedushin. So within all arayis. V'kama osam bishla mekulo asyen. You can learn out from achais isha. Eichen Asien, Eichel Mifrach, Malach Eisisha, Shekein Biyodil Rabbis. Why doesn't the Gemara ask this Kasha over there, Shekein Biyodil Rabbis? Yishlam de Blav, Ochipor, Shapa, Enochanam, Ma could have said it, that Achisisha is Biyodil Rabbis. So Chereb Shat is that the thesis means that we find a Choymer by the Elba Vachis Isha, the Kedushin isn't Teufis. So it could be that Teure gave this Chaimah by the Elba Vachis Isha, because the Teure gave another Chaimah by the Elba Vachis Isha. That's Biyodi L'Rabbis. But how do you know other Arayis, which are not Biyodi L'Rabbis, how do you know that the Teure gave this Chaimah of Yitvises Kedushin? Inami, the Davke Beishis Och Choshim Yesh Biyodi L'Rabbis L'Chumre. Can yesh biyodi l'rabbis isra l'acheir, avu ma she biyodi l'rabbis al atzmai l'choshiv pirche. So Tosfos says in the second teretz, the whole chayma of biyodi l'rabbis is if a person is bekoyach to aser al ha'oilom noshim. So that's a meirdike chayma, a person can make mamash achudim. Ma she'en kein achris ishe, this is... He's not doing anything bad to anyone besides himself. So that's not a chaymer in the yerve. So memela, that's why the modern air such a pirche. Agabucha, we see Rashi was not nochis to this, because Rashi, when Rashi says, the boy mekadesh vozel ki alf of tishmene kol arayis nesoros olav machmas ishes, ki goin eishes ov, bef alacherim, bekalose alacherim, so see, Rashi, we see is chaylik on Taisvis, and that the chaymer of biyodi l'rabbis applies even though it's alatzmei. Ma lachis avachis aim shekein iser abo me'elov. Ve'iksho rivon v'machis o v'aim ne'lef iser abo me'elov. Mieshes och neilev eiched ayidei kedusha. Would seem that the Gemara is saying that you have to learn a matzad. So the Rivon is, why do you have to learn a Ma'atzat? You can learn out the Surim Abo Me'elov from Achis Aviv, and the Biyodom L'Rabbois from Eishes Och. B'shloim Adeishes Ishle Yosik in the Porch B'samach Malhanach Shekein Sheol. If others want to say that it's totally Teisus Kash, it's totally if we're Geiris, can it be Geiris two ways? Gemara says, Malachis, Ovaim Shekeni Sabom, Eilo, Mechode Loi Osi. So, argues is Teise Chode Mitarti. So let's learn out one from both. So Teise is right to learn out one, then we go differently, Teise Mitarti. So if you say Teise Mitarti, so it could very well be that that's Gufib Shad, the Gemara's Kasha. We'll learn out the Yisurim Abom Eilo from Achis Ovid. And we'll learn out the Biyodam L'Rabbois from this. You can learn out both from one, but you can learn out this suit from this and this suit from this. Then Tosis wouldn't have a kasha. Forget that's good for what the Gemara means. If you go here as Tosis Chodem Itarti, so see the Gemara means to say, Shalom Aramatzat. So that Rivon is the kasha. You don't need a matzat. Let's learn out each suit from each Malamit. Taisa says, no, but eventually need a matzah, I'll say shesish.